Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to In the Middle with Ashley Moss. And it's Monday. It is just, you know, it's less than a week after election, but we are just a couple days after the announcement of the election. And just food for thought why you guys are joining me this morning. Just how are you feeling? What is the mood in your household? What were you thinking when you heard the news this past weekend? I remember where I was when I heard the news. And, you know, the mood was certainly lighter here in the city of Dallas. And so I want you to hold that thought, and we'll see you in just a minute. In the Middle streams live on Texas Metro News every Monday at 11 a.m. It's brought to you by Wells Fargo. You can go to Texas Metro News, click on the Wells Fargo ad, and you could win your own special iMessenger t-shirt or a business card ad for 3 months. And just a quick reminder, you can check Texas Metro News out on social media. We are on all platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our hashtag and our handles are easy to find. You can go to Texas Metro News. Just to let you know, this vital news coverage is made possible by supporters just like you. So we invite you to like, share, and subscribe to our content. You can find our handle again online very easily. We are Texas Metro News. And while you're at it, if you find value in today's show, you can also subscribe to our latest e-blast. It comes out every morning. Visit TexasMetroNews.com to sign up. Or if you just tell a friend or a family member about the show, that would help us out too. And again, just a reminder, we are here every day virtually, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. talking about the topics that matter. You can see up on the screen right now just kind of a preview of our weekly lineup, what we're showing every week. We have various hosts, actually beginning with Andrew Wiggum. He's actually on Sundays, The World According to Drew, every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can join the conversation on Blog Talk Radio as well, 646-200-0449. Head that up as well. So you can find us on right here on Facebook. You can also join us on Blog Talk Radio. That number is flashed at the bottom of the screen. But again, I keep you guys off every Monday at 11 a.m. And then we've got Tuesday, Dr. Felicia Shepherd, She Speaks. Wednesday with veteran journalist Norma Adams, Wednesday Bearfield. And Marva Smee takes it home on Fridays with Marva Love. Again, we talk about the topics that matter, not only telling you the news as it happens, but also what is relevant, important for you. So that's just a little bit about what we have going on. And again, welcome to the show. My name is Ashley Moss, here every Monday. I like to say In the Middle is a combination of original reporting, commentaries, interviews, headlines of what's going on for the week, and I'm just one of several here on the Texas Metro team. But I always like to say you can start an episode of In the Middle on a break, and you'll be all caught up with some of the top stories by the time you return to your day. Again, I'm Ashley Moss. I'm your host, and gosh, it's Monday. It's the Monday after election 2020. We finally have results. I have to be honest and say I was not thinking that we would have a confirmed president here on Monday morning. I was thinking that there would be lots of conversation, lots of interaction, that we would still be talking about who would be the president of the United States. And I was thinking there's going to be some state that's important that's still going to be counting ballots. And just want to give you kind of a quick idea of what it looks like as of today. This is combination of Associated Press and NPR. This is what the map looks like today. Obviously, President-elect Biden is in blue. This is the Electoral College map. Basically, if you didn't know, a quick way to just explain the Electoral College, this is, if there's a popular vote, so when we're going out and voting on Election Day, our individual ballots count towards a popular vote. And if you hadn't heard, President-elect Biden garnered probably more votes in American history. I think it was something like 74 million votes, even more than Obama in the last when he was running for the election. And then the Electoral College, every state is assigned a number of votes. And so when you're voting, it's really what comes to you. Yes, our popular vote matters. This is what we were watching over the last several days. This is really how we determine the next president of the United States in the country. And a lot of people are saying that the Electoral College process needs to be revisited. They're saying we need to get rid of it. And I'm sure there's a argument or a conversation one way or another. But this is how it's picking up. Obviously, our current President Trump is in red. President-elect is in blue. So we were watching races like Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan earlier in the week, Georgia, North Carolina. And if you look at these, Alaska, which was not really, Alaska most likely is going to go towards Trump, but the states that are not fully colored, Georgia, you'll see, is in light blue. That means it's trending to become a blue state. It's trending towards Biden being the winner, but they have not finished their process yet. Same for North Carolina, Alaska as well. Alaska will, as I said, probably go towards Trump. And, you know, Nebraska is a red state, as we know this morning. But this is kind of how it was shaking out. This is another quick, just kind of look at the presidential results. That means Biden has garnered 290 votes. He needed 270 to win. President Trump, 214. That number hasn't changed because there are still states most likely that will go to Trump that have not been called. But as of this morning, obviously Joe Biden is confirmed as the winner. He will be our next president. He will be confirmed in January 2021. He received more than 270 Electoral College votes with, again, a win in Pennsylvania. And part of the reason why I think I was pleased and what kind of had me breathing a sigh of relief is the fact that he won Pennsylvania, meaning we weren't relying on a combination of Nevada and Arizona. We weren't trying to see what would happen with some other states. Winning Pennsylvania made it very clear. But it is also, you know, the president is not conceding. Even today, they've started a number of lawsuits. And, you know, I don't think we were expecting anything different. We weren't expecting anything different from President Trump. He's refusing to concede the election. He is planning to kind of press ahead with a number of legal challenges. He's, without probably full evidence, is alleging voter fraud in a number of states, including in Pennsylvania. He's saying that there are irregularities. This widespread fraud is what he's blaming has cost him the election. And in reality, I think the people have spoken, and in 2020, there are just a number of things that have battered the United States. And I think his record over the last 4 years has just made it very clear the American people are ready for something different. And so we'll kind of watch and wait. If you haven't had a chance to check out our coverage on TexasMetroNews.com, we invite you to do that. If you weren't aware, we print a physical paper every week, and we also have a variety of resources, TexasMetroNews.com. We're also, our entity also produces GarlandJournal.com. We have iMessenger Media, which is a publication that's geared towards women. It's an entirely digital publication. So just doing a quick pub here, we are an entity that historically we are Black press. which means we pay special attention to news that is relevant to Black Americans and also Brown Americans. But we, as the screen says right now, are delivering the news that you need. So we deliver vital, relevant, necessary information for all people. And so, again, we just invite you to, yes, Angela, Lucky Vaughn is saying he lost. Yes, President Trump did lose. And we are staying on top of kind of the coverage here. But again, Joe Biden confirmed as the next president of the United States, which means Kamala Harris is our next vice president of the United States. And she made history on November 7th when she became the first Black woman, the first woman of Asian descent, the first woman in general elected to one of the highest offices in the land. She will be confirmed as our next vice president on Inauguration Day in January. This is both a symbolic and important time, not only for people, but for all women across the United States. Just kind of been following kind of what several people were saying and particularly paid special attention to what many politicians were saying. And Stacey Abrams, and if you didn't know, she's the former Georgia State Minority Leader. She was also kind of brought into the spotlight this past week because she really kind of helped propel the state of Georgia to just turning blue. And that's the first time that has happened in the last 28 years. And I'm going to leave this picture up of Kamala Harris because I think it's just kind of an interesting, unique kind of representation of what she stands for. And obviously this photo credit is to NBC News, but Stacey Abrams, she said, "It is a privilege in this nation to be able to see yourself reflected in the face of leadership and for both the African-American community and the Indian-American community and for women of color at large." Again, speaking about Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and who, again, has made history. And but also want to call attention and celebrate Stacey Abrams because she, again, as we are finding, really helped propel the state of Georgia to kind of becoming blue. Again, first time in 28 years. But wanted to share a little known fact that you might not know about Stacey Abrams that I learned this weekend that I think is actually pretty fascinating. She writes, she's written several books. If you didn't know, she's written the book Lead from the Outside. It was previously entitled The Minority Leader. And in this book, she talks about how to propel yourself to success. Regardless of the scale, the level that you're trying to do it, regardless of what your target is, Stacey Abrams launched a company. She's run a successful political campaign. And so she tells readers what it takes to fight for what you believe in and how to become successful. She is also the author of another book called Our Time Is Now, which is a book about voter suppression and how to empower our citizens and how to take back our country. So that's just a little known fact that I learned about Stacey Abrams this weekend. And Stacey Abrams really is just a representation, really just an example of a woman who is multifaceted.